I think it's very important we give credit to the ownership group of the Minnesota Wild, bring in frontline talent to the organization for a change. Danny Heatley, Devin Setoguchi. These guys aren't just scorers. They're actual top-shelf players that put the organization on the map. And before you give too much credit to Jack Sperling and the rest of the group, I think it's very important that you know who's really responsible for Heatley and Setoguchi being brought in. Because Gary Bettman, for one, now I hate giving Gary Bettman credit for anything, for obvious reasons. If you're a hockey fan, you, like me, can't stand Gary Bettman. You think he's done a terrible job. But it's very important to know what he told the ownership group for the Minnesota Wild about the Winter Classic was that get to the playoffs and you can have the Winter Classic. But there was a little bit of a hidden message in what he said, because let's just say this. There's plenty of teams that make the playoffs every year that are pretty nondescript. They're plain. They're milquetoast. They don't have anybody on the roster worth talking about. You see teams like that all the time. The Minnesota Wild could have been one of those teams. They actually got the message, the hidden message, from Gary Bettman that not only do you need to make the playoffs, but you need to make the playoffs with some kind of style. You need to have some name players, because there's 16 teams that make the playoffs every year. Only two of them get to be involved in the Winter Classic. Only one of them gets to host the Winter Classic. So if you want to be one of those teams, if you want to be on New Year's Day, national TV audience, on network television, not cable, but network TV, can't just be in the playoffs. You've got to have some name players. Danny Heatley in the Minnesota Wild, not just the Minnesota Wild. Need goal scorers. I like to give props to Gary Bettman. One of the few times I'm ever going to do that. He actually got the unsaid message, the hidden message through to the Wild ownership group. And it pains me to do that, to give him credit for that. But it's very important, because we all think that the Winter Classic of Minnesota is an awesome idea. We all think that. We need to have it actually happen, though. And Gary Bettman basically said, we'll give this to you if you show me something. And they did. Heatley and Setoguchi, a very good combination. I actually think the Wild are going to make the playoffs this year. Also is important, more important, actually, than the Winter Classic, is the Minnesota Wild standing in the Twin Cities sports community. You have the Vikings and the Twins that are 1-2, and by far 1-2. Let's make that clear. And there's always a race, an unofficial race. They don't want to admit it's a race for number 3. But the Timberwolves and the Wild are basically fighting over the bronze for the Twin Cities sports loyalty. And the Timberwolves had it for a while with Kevin Garnett. They had their playoff run every year where they'd lose in the first round. And they got Sam Cassell, and then they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. They were number 3, partly because there was no hockey after the North Stars moved. But then the Wild came along, and after the novelty of the Wild wore off and the novelty of the XL Energy Center wore off, awesome building, by the way. Wild made the West Conference Finals, lost to the Ducks, but they were in serious danger, even being the state of hockey and everything, of cementing their spot as number 4, especially with the Wolves. They have Kevin Love now. They got Ricky Rubio in. Timberwolves making a play for number 3. The Wild had to do something to make sure they're not a solid number 4. They were going to try to move back up to 3. So you have to credit Ricky Rubio as well, because all talk about Ricky Rubio coming in, I think he's going to be a great player in the league. Believe it or not, there's a lot of tangible excitement in the Twin Cities about Ricky Rubio. Partly because he's young, he has the look of a superstar. I'm actually excited about Ricky Rubio. I was excited on draft night when they took him at number 5, and then at number 6, I'm thinking, okay, Steph Curry, it's going to be a great 1-2 punch. I'm going to start being a hardcore Wolves fan again. Rubio and Curry, you can build around something like that. You got your backcourt for the next 10 years right there. And then, of course, David Kahn screws it up. There's expectations. I think he has a lot of the showmanship that you need. It's people around you. It's like with a great quarterback in the NFL. Great quarterback, you still need people around you. Great point guard in the NBA, you're not going to get assists unless the guys around you make baskets. John Stockton had the privilege of passing the ball to guys that made shots. Otherwise, John Stockton would not be the career assist leader in the NBA. Ricky Rubio has that kind of ability, and I think the Wild knew that. They were afraid of falling to number 4. So kudos to Ricky Rubio as well. Star players on your favorite team's roster is contagious. The Minnesota Wild saw the Wolves assembling a bunch of young future stars, Kevin Love, Ricky Rubio, but their 1-2 punch, the Wild had to respond with their own 1-2 punch, and that's why they got Devin Setoguchi, Danny Heatley. Sports in the Twin Cities has picked up quite a bit, and that's not a bad thing.